Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Yevamos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Meir ben Reb Mardechai, his neshama should have an aliyah. And Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Pesach Moshe ben Reb Ezer Zalman, his neshama should have an aliyah. Now these first two Mishnahs, we go back to talking about one of the rayas we mentioned in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And the Mishnah describes in greater detail. What's the case of Eishes Achiv Shloya Ba'ilamai? And we explain this briefly in that first Mishnah, but here the Mishnah speaks it out. Shnei Achim, we have two brothers, and in our scenario, we call them Reuven and Levi. Umeis Achan Mehem, and one of them dies. Let's say Levi died. V'noy Lehen Ach, and then they had another brother. That's Shimon. V'achakach Yiv Masheni is Eishes Achiv. And then the second one, meaning Reuven, he was Miyabim, his brother's wife, meaning he was Miyabim, Levi's wife. And Reuven also had another wife, Vameis, and then Reuven died without children. The first one, meaning Levi's wife, who had Yibum done to her, she goes free. She doesn't get Yibum or Chalitza because she's Eishes Achiv Shloi HaYabailamai. She was Levi's wife before Shimon was born, so Shimon can't do Yibum to her. And Vashnia, the second wife, meaning Reuven's other wife, Mishum Tsarasa, goes free because she's the Tsara. She's a Tsaras Erva. Also, by Maimer Vames, let's say he did Maimer to her and she died. Now, Maimer is like a Kiddushin Dirabanon. It's not a real Kiddushin, it's just a Kiddushin Dirabanon that a Yavim can do to his Yavama. So Ashniya Chalitza is Vlemis Yavemes, the second one would be Chalitza and not Yibam. Now moving on to Mishnah Beis, we're going to talk about another scenario of Eishes Ach Shloya Ba'ilamai, which is the subject of Machlokes. Shnei Achim Umeis Achad Mehem, let's say we have two brothers and one of them died. So again, we have Reuven and Levi, and then Levi died. V'yibim Asheni is Eishes Achiv, and the second one, Reuven married his brother's wife, meaning he married Levi's wife, and Reuven had another wife as well. V'achach Noel Lehen Ach, and then Shimon was born. V'meis, and then Reuven died without children. So this is another scenario that Harishayna Yaitzis Mishum Eishes Achiv Shloya Ba'ilamai, the first one, meaning Levi's wife, she goes free because she's Eishes Achiv Shloya Ba'ilamai. Vashnia, and Reuven's second wife, goes free also Mishum Tsarasa because she's her Tsara, her co-wife. Asa B'maimer, if he did Maimer, V'meis, and then he died, Hashnia Chayletzis V'lemis Yavemes, the second one needs Chalitza, and there's no Yibam. However, in this case, Reb Shimon says that Miyabim Le'ezu Mehen Sheyirtza, Shimon can actually do Yibam to whichever one of Reuven's wives he wants. Or he could do chalitza to whichever one he wants. Now, what's the difference between this case and the one from the previous Mishnah where there was no machlaikes? So in the previous Mishnah, the way that it worked was that Levi died, then Shimon was born, then Reuven was Miyabim, Levi's wife. So in that scenario, everyone considers it Eishes Achiv Shloya Ba'ilamai, and that Shimon is not allowed to do Yibam over here. However, in this case, Levi died, Reuven was Miyabim, his wife, and then Shimon was born. And that means when Shimon came into this world, this woman, who used to be Levi's wife, was already Reuven's wife. So vis-a-vis, that means in regards to Shimon, this woman is not really Levi's wife, because when Shimon was born, she already was Reuven's wife. And that's why Reb Shimon says that Yibum is permitted in this case. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, continue to talk about just general halachas of Yibum. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.